Hello and welcome to Trust Your Glitter Podcast. This is Christy and I am here with the astrology of April the 21st through the 28th. I am going to mention the last 2 days of April as we head into May just to get us ready for next week as well, because we have a lot of planets moving through the cosmos and a lot of energy kind of helping us and guiding us through life right now. And I am recording this episode on Sunday, April the 21st. So we are 1 day out of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, but that energy is still with us through the week. So it is going to be still a week that has its uncoverings, surprises, unexpected events, things of this nature unfolding in front of us. So I'm going to point that out as we head into the week. And this week we have a nice, beautiful full moon in Scorpio. So this week's full moon, I actually did a full moon video for my YouTube, which is Christy Bellich, my TikTok, Trust Your Glitter, and also my Rumble, Christy Bellich. So I have a full moon video where I break down the chart of this Scorpio full moon that's on April 23rd. But I want to mention it here that it is very powerful and it is about kind of uncovering the past for us in many ways. But it's also about looking at the themes, the mysteries being unsolved in our lives, being discovered, rediscovered, transformed for us. That is also really important. You know, the energy of Scorpio being a water sign and also kind of being in the depths, in the trenches, in the emotions. So this might be one of those weeks where we are going into the psychological work that we need to be doing. It's just also with this conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus and the positioning of the Scorpio full moon that we are in a more vulnerable, more outspoken position than we may generally be with this type of energy, especially because on April 25th, Mercury, the planet of communication, is going direct at 15 degrees of Aries. Mercury has been retrograde since the 1st of April, so this is a very important energy to look at, especially that our eclipse was very much wrapped up with this Mercury retrograde. And so it is about reveal after reveal. And so I don't know if I want to call it chaos. Maybe it's the best word I have for it right now. But this week is about really seeing things and opening our eyes even wider and wider and wider and wider. And this doesn't end for us. It's just continuing to show its way. So those are the transits. We have full moon and Mercury direct. And that's it. But the aspects this week we have are very interesting. So today as I record this, I know I talked about this on the last podcast, but Venus is conjunct Chiron today on the 21st. And Venus in Aries with Chiron is this theme of our heart healing, our heart chakra energy healing, our creative force, our love vibes healing with today's solar square. So we have a sun square Pluto in Aquarius today. That is a theme that's going to take us through the full moon. Pluto is the underworld and Pluto is related to the sign of Scorpio. So there is this reflective energy that takes us from the 21st through the 23rd. So on the 22nd, we have Venus semi-sextile to Uranus in Taurus, which I think that continues the conjunction energy with Jupiter and Uranus, because again, the exact semi-sextile with Venus and Jupiter is the next day on the 23rd. What this means to us and what it's going to help us do is take that, you know, almost unbridled energy of the conjunction that brings us luck and fortune and all these creative ideas and sparks, and allows us to put some action towards it. So the 22nd and 23rd, even as we have this full moon releasing energy coming through, this is, I think, a really nice taking our power back type energy. I might be wrong, but I think on a personal level, with the dynamics that are going on in society right now, there is a personal idea that we were like, hey, this person, this situation, this community, this group, this old work situation, this old family situation, maybe had all the mental power in your life, and now you're able to really contextualize it, understand it, and put truth to power. Especially because also Mercury's going retrograde in a very obstinate sign of Aries, does not want to take any crap from anybody. And that's how we're all kind of feeling right now energetically. And on the 24th, Mercury in Aries is semi-sextile to Saturn in Pisces. So there might be a little bit of a disharmony, whether or not you want to look at it as friction or disharmony, between where your mind wants to go and where the rules are. But there's a lot of rule-breaking energy. Now it's asking yourself, what were the rules there, placed there in the first place? On the 25th, the day that Mercury goes direct, there is an alignment of the North Node with Mercury. And it's not exact, but it's there. It's understood and it's known that you are taking your life in the direction that you need to go. You are going where you need to go in order to find your own path. This is a lot, even with the conjunction over the weekend of Jupiter and Uranus, this is cycle breaking type vibes. You are breaking cycles for a freaking purpose. You're breaking cycles in order to enter a new reality for yourself. What were the lies we were sold in capitalism, for example, was all this Pluto in Aquarius energy. And in the video that I made, I also talk about the T-square between Pluto and the sun and moon, because the full moon is going to want to break those old psychological habits for us this week. It's about saying the old ways are done. And this is like a pattern, a theme that astrology is bringing up for all of us. On the 27th, we have Venus semi-sextile to Mars and Pisces. Again, there's whether we want to see this as friction or awareness. I want to say awareness between action and fear, action and emotion. Or you can flip it and say people are acting from an emotional space. It might not be you, it actually might be others in your life who are not as in touch with their internal self. And on the 28th, Venus is semi-sextile to Neptune in Pisces. There's some delulu here, as they say. But I think what balances this out, I think that full moon really balanced us out. And how is, if you don't get in touch with who you are with this full moon, and by the way, look back a year. Where were you last April, May? How were you a year ago on an emotional scale? How have you evolved? How have you become more mature? So if you kind of lose your way on the 28th, you feel a little lost at sea, especially also because Mercury is semi-sextile to Saturn. In Pisces, Mercury in Aries is like, I want it my way. Saturn in Pisces is like, but we have the emotional dream here. Is your need for independence aligning you with the emotional dream? And that's where it can go either way. I do want to note transit-wise that next week Venus does enter Taurus and Mars does enter Aries. So we only have a few more days left with Venus in Aries and Mars in Pisces. And I think Mars in Pisces' story was a strong staple to 2024 because we experienced the eclipses with Mars in Pisces. And the North Node is in the Martian sign of Aries. So it's like our direct North is taking us towards our independence. But at the same time, we had to emotionally process in the sign of the ocean and really go deep into the sea and really scrape the layers. It's more like a shake up in the waves, the churning of the ocean. So I think it's very symbolic that this week, you know, it's not really a churning of the ocean. It's really we're in the swamp again and we're learning how much we've healed over a whole year. A whole other cycle of last year's North and South Node journey with Scorpio and, or the North Node in Taurus, South Node in Scorpio. So I think there's a lot of empowerment to this week. I think there's a lot of recognition of our, I don't even know, like, inner oomph. Our inner strength, our inner resolve. So I just want to point that out. It's going to be a short and sweet podcast this week. And if you have any questions for me, you can find me online. I'm everywhere. I'm on TikTok, Trust Your Glitter. I'm on Instagram, Christy Bellage, Trust Your Glitter. I'm on X again, Christy Bellage. Facebook, all the places. Rumble, YouTube, Spotify. So if you want to work with me, I am opening up to readings very slowly. And if you want to book a reading with me, you can book with me at trustyourglitter.com. I am also on Linktree, Christy Bellage, Trust Your Glitter. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a great week ahead.